This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Somewhere Danny Ruye is cursing me out for letting the music play too long. But when you play a banger, Lambo, what
I like
are you supposed
music.
To do? Did you see? I saw Danny posted on Instagram. He did another commercial with Barkley. I'm excited to watch those. Yeah, that is such a cool, just such a cool like little wrinkle of time.
Hell yeah!
Speaking of wrinkles of time, I just noticed this. RG3 just responded to Elon Musk to invite him onto his podcast. So we got that going for us. I want to say I appreciate the article and the author. I'm not naming names because I don't want it to be a thing, but they updated that headline. Shout out
there
to
you go.
The folks involved. Thank you
Way
very
to go.
Much. We are going to have a busy day. I think there is a lot going on with Washington. It's funny. We were just talking to Valdez because I guess people were mad at him this morning. He said something on the Junks that he's not expecting this huge spending spree to happen for the Commanders. And I say this as I got Commander Hef sending me something that about the Chargers. This is one I actually believe. If you just look at the Chargers salary cap situation and Joey, which Bosa's on the Chargers? Joey, right? Nick's on the Niners.
Yeah, I think it's Joey, yeah.
Joey Bosa's production has, I don't know that I want to say waned.
Declined. So.
Yeah, like especially he's never been as good as Nick has been. Bosa's been good, and certainly don't get me wrong, but it's never been like the dominant 18, 19 kind of sack season.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had more than 6.5 sacks in the last 3 years. And Bosa's contract is pretty significant. Like, some of this is just math, Lamphill. Joey Bosa currently has no guaranteed money on his deal and a $36 million cap number.
Yeah.
If you release Joey Bosa, you save $25 million against the cap. If you do it as a pre-June 1, if you do it as a post-June 1, the numbers don't change. So you're talking about significant savings.
That could be something that's going to happen.
That's one that actually makes sense. And then you think about that team with Khalil Mack coming off the books probably too. It gets to be pretty damn interesting.
They get a lot of money with those two moving.
Now, Bosa's a guy that folks are going to be interested in. Certainly great player at Ohio State. He turns 30 this summer. So you're talking similar age to Myles Garrett, never the production of Garrett. Bosa's a good player, and if you somehow kind of get into he might be available, I don't think he's ever going to be cheap, but what if he needs a one-year prove-it deal? And you got to guarantee him some money, but that actually gets interesting to me. And
I want to know why he only had 6.5 sacks the last 3 years, so I'll figure that out.
He's had 13.5 the last three. I'm saying 6.5 is the most he's had any of the last 3 years.
Okay. I'm saying 6.5 sacks I guess per year, basically you're saying. Why is he only getting 6.5 sacks? Because
14
to
in the
be
last
having
three
37 million on his cap.
Well, I can tell you why. Injuries. He hasn't been playing this
past year.
How many
games
he
missed?
So his last full season was 21, and he had 10.5 sacks.
Okay.
22, he gets hurt, only plays 4 games. 23, he's still coming back from the injury, plays in 9, only starts 5. Does show some more of the explosiveness. This past year, he played in 14 games, started 9 of them, 5 sacks. Now, maybe things shifted, Harbaugh took over. I don't know the specifics, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's something we can look more into. I can text with my boy Chris out in L.A. that really knows the Chargers well. That, to me, is something that's interesting, though far from certainty.
Uh-huh.
It does sure seem like he's going to get released, just looking at the numbers. He went to St. Thomas Aquinas down in Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to Matt Ritz. But kind of this, every name player that gets released or gets talk of release, folks are wondering if Washington's going to make a run at them. And I do think we need to remember a few things.
They're not signing everybody.
to start with,
they're not going to sign everybody. And please, let's stop thinking like things used to be. When everybody became free, we always talked about them coming here. We have to figure out, are they going to fit this system? Are they the type of guy you want in this system? And does the coach want these guys? You know, it's just like everybody that becomes a free agent, no, we should not be interested in every damn body. If you got a plan, stick with your plan. Don't just jump for everything that pops up out there, because a lot of times guys are free because they just can't play like they used to anymore, and you probably don't want them.
If you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything, Lamphill. I think let's go back to Adam Peters' first words when he arrived in Washington. We're going to build through the draft. And I recognize Washington has a lot of money to spend, okay? If you go to Over the Cap and you click on cap space, they're third in line as far as cap space available. Now, it's worth pointing out, they are significantly behind the two teams ahead of them. The Pats have $120 million in effective cap space, and the Raiders have more than 90. But what the Pats and the Raiders are also going to have are new coaches. In New England, they probably have the quarterback position settled, or at least they believe they do, and they're going to try to add around him.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, that whole thing's a mess. They might have to add a quarterback to that, which takes up a big old chunk of that effective cap space.
Mm-hmm.
But in Washington, just keep in mind how many players they have to make decisions on.
Yeah.
They have like 28 potential free agents between now and March 12th. 28 players, dude.
Yeah.
That is a ton.
And some of them, they're going to sign back.
Right. So of that cap space, like, just keep in mind, if you people will call in and tell us which guys, De'Ami Brown, Zach Ertz, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Chinn, whoever it is you want them to bring back definitively, that eats into that money. So it's not going to be, oh, my gosh, you know, a sailor just got out of port with $100 in his pocket and there's a casino. Like, it's not going to be like that. And I think folks just got to be kind of cognizant of that.
Be patient.
Don't
jump at everyone that becomes free.
It doesn't
and
mean
just because they're free, watch them may not be interested in some of them.
Totally. And I think they really want to build through the draft. Also, if you look at the draft capital Washington's put together, 3 picks in the top 80, which has real value, 29, 61, 79. 79 is the one they got from the Dolphins. But they only have 7 picks, and 3 of those are 200 and after.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to move a lot around. I think we all know that's coming. But if you really want to build through the draft, those first 3-round picks are going to be vital for them to hit on. We talked about how Philly is built and how they have sustained is through the draft. If you ask Peters if he's made a big splash yet, I think he'd probably say the Lattimore trade was it, because they had to give up draft capital to get Lattimore. They believe they have a true star you know, CB1 in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets healthy and gets familiar with everything, that's going to impact them significantly.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to try to put that Lattimore piece in your brain talking about this year. Everybody, I want to give Russell credit. Now, Ahmed's bringing lunch in, so I bet we'll actually see Russell today. Something tells me he'll pop up.
Since you said that just now, he's definitely coming in.
Russell has been very correct on this, that a lot of fans are very excited about the potential receivers available in free agency. One, I'm not so sure that these guys are even going to get to free agency. Higgins looks like he's going to get tagged. Godwin might get tagged.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean there aren't other receivers. I think you're shopping in a different tier anyway. And I think a guy like Christian Kirk, a guy like Darius Slayton, Nick Westbrook, Akine, like I think those guys will be interesting. They got to get a deal done with Terry. And I think what Terry has proven to be for this team, what Terry has proven to be as a wideout for Jaden, like getting McLaurin's deal done is...
An extension can make his number lower
totally.
This year.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you probably don't want to go into next year. If you get an extension done now, you're paying him at... He's not taking a huge discount, but you're paying him at current receiver prices, and you're giving him an extension, so you get the current year left on this deal at 25.
Mm-hmm.
Receivers are now making 35, 40.
Yeah.
I mean, when Chase eventually signs,
it'll
be 40.
Close to 40, yeah.
So if you just, what they look at is average annual value. So if you're able to get an extension, say you add two more years, you guarantee this year, you guarantee next year, and you got to guarantee 60, 58.
Mm-hmm.
That's $58 million guaranteed in Terry's account. He just got married. Like, he'll take that.
He'll take that, yeah.
And you're locking this in at less prices.
Remember Chase asked for one penny more than Jefferson?
Yeah.
And they didn't bite on that. They're going to regret that when that number hits. Believe me.
That organization has proven to be the joke we all believe they were.
They are.
The way they've handled it.
They are.
Yeah. Are, have been. That's the Bengals.
Yeah.
Washington, in 1 year with Peters at the helm, looks like a very different organization than we're used to seeing, and I think they will get the right moves done. Terry, you got time on. That's not something that has to happen by March 12th, but just keep that in mind with all the crazy wide receiver conversation. All the people that keep telling me on Facebook they want to trade for Tyreek. Like,
they want everybody that they think is going to be free.
Right.
You got to get to the point where you stop being like that.
Joe B. joins the program at 11.